Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So that's the difference. They're a terrorist regime. We can't have Iran have nuclear weapons. And by the way, our intel shows that they intend to give these nuclear weapons to their Houthi proxies and others. And that's nuclear terrorism on a global scale. It threatens everyone. And the last thing is, they have plans to develop intercontinental ballistic missiles. Right now, 8,000 kilometers, very soon, just at a little distance, and they can reach the eastern seaboard of the United States. These people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice, killed 241 of your Marines in Beirut, killed and injured thousands of American soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq, try to bomb a restaurant in Washington, D.C., chant death to America, burn the American flag. Do you want these people to have nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to your cities? Of course not.
Yeah.
So we're defending ourselves, but we're also defending the world.
Benjamin Netanyahu overnight. Lee, good morning.
Yep. Good morning.
And want to wish all the fathers out there a happy belated Father's Day.
Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
Yeah. We had a wonderful weekend this weekend celebrating dads. I actually had my my husband and my dad together.
Good deal.
Yeah, and kids made food for them, and we just had a great family weekend. So I hope you did too. I hope everyone did.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Meanwhile, and this has gotten a lot of play. Tucker Carlson has really hit Trump on, we shouldn't be fighting with Iran. Here's what he wrote. I'm just going to read it. And Mark Levin ended up going to war with him. And it was actually really clever because there have been a lot of leaks in the news lately that Tucker Carlson is advising the White House. And that's the reason for Trump's suddenly more anti-war policy toward Iran. And it was so good, it almost seemed believable. It turns out the whole thing was a disinformation operation, that Iran was getting ready to be pummeled by Israel. Trump knew it, and this was part of sort of conditioning them to believe that, well, things are going to be as they've always been. We've always talked about taking away Iran's nuclear capabilities, but we've never done it, and it's not going to happen this time, and bam, then the bombs started falling. So it was kind of actually really cool that all the way up to Trump that he was definitely part of this. But Tucker Carlson was part of this, too. He wrote that Iran knows it's unwise to give up its weapons program entirely. Muammar Gaddafi tried that and wound up sodomized with a bayonet. As soon as Gaddafi disarmed, NATO killed him. Iran's leaders saw this happen. They learned the obvious lesson. And Tucker Carlson wrote, that, doing this would launch a war in the Middle East. That's what Israel wants. We shouldn't capitulate to Israel. And that, a war is dangerous. Trump has always been the one president who hasn't started a war. He's going to lose that. This is a mess. So over the weekend, Trump ripped Tucker Carlson back for this. I just want to play this. I don't know where Tucker Carlson's coming from on Iran now. A lot of people have a lot of questions about it, but I do know where he was on this 5 years ago.
I do think, I'm sure I'm the lone voice in saying this, I think Iran deserves to be annihilated. I think they're lunatics. I think they're evil. I do think we ought to assess what would happen to the price of energy were we to do that. I don't think that's a small factor. It could tank our economy.
I think Iran should be annihilated. He's now leading the Leave Iran Alone movement, which is strange, but I guess people change their minds on stuff. A lot of people speculating that he is being paid to take up for Iran. I don't know that that's the case at all. But the switch with him is so black and white and honestly weird that people have speculated that because it's a big flip for him, given where he was before. So, meanwhile, the left, encouraged by learning that a bunch of illegal immigrants are going to get to stay, apparently, they're going all in now. So the left is, after Trump's surprise announcement, Lee, he always does this. When he's winning, and I mean winning bigly, he shoots himself in the foot. I really don't think he's one of these people, I don't think he likes winning. I think he likes to be an underdog. He likes to fight. I can't explain why else he did what he did over the weekend. That and Republican donors were leaning on him. So he comes out and announces, hey, you know what? Meatpacking industry, farm workers, you know, meatpacking, oh yeah, and hotel workers, yeah, they, you know what? They may get to keep their illegals. Well, the media goes wild. And here's just NBC News. They go find everybody they can find. This is just NBC News' version of this story. The president of a meatpacking giant says there's no playbook now on how to move forward after 76 workers at Glen Valley Foods in Omaha were arrested. So they're all doing these articles now. Oh, they need to keep their illegals. We got to keep them. Yeah, what will we do? That's just very, very, very disappointing. I don't know why Trump would do this.
Maybe this too is a disinformation program.
I hope so.
Because who knows?
The left just got major rewarded for their violence. And that's how they will take this. Wow, okay, if we got even more violent, maybe we can keep the criminals. And Trump came out and promised more raids in Democrat cities. But if you read the Truth Social post, it's very clear who he's picking up and only picking up, and that's criminals. That's good. We should get them first. I've always agreed with that. I think it's a good approach, right? The most dangerous people. But he made it clear that's the only people he's picking up. Okay, that is Joe Biden's deportation policy, just so you know. That is exactly Joe Biden's deportation policy. In fact, it's to the left of Barack Obama. Trump was not there last Monday, but by Friday he was. I want to play this, okay? Because this to me, this was making the rounds on X over the weekend, and there's a good reason for it. It's J.D. Vance. He's on Joe Rogan 7 months ago. This is for the, you know, during the election. And he's talking about, because remember J.D. Vance used to be very anti-Trump, but then basically gradually migrated over. He's talking about when he was in the private sector. Take a listen.
2017, 2018, when I was in the private sector, I was at a business conference dinner, and I was seated next to the CEO of one of the largest hotel chains in America. And the guy is going on and on about how much he hates Donald Trump. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, why do you hate Donald Trump so much? And he said, well, the reason I hate Donald Trump, he says, is because Donald Trump's border policies have cut down the number of illegal immigrants. And because I can't pay illegal immigrants under the table anymore, I have to pay American workers, and they want much higher wages. And I was like, this guy just admitted it. I was like, holy shit, this guy just admitted it.
That's a crime.
That is like straight up monopoly man evil shit that this guy admitted to. And I was like, you know, my wife, who's very apolitical, she was actually at the dinner with me, and she's like, come again? You just said you don't want Americans to get decent wages. Like,
monopoly man evil starts with S, ends with T, is now Trump's policy. But it doesn't have to be, because, folks, we need to push back hard on this. And I'm talking to all of you who use this program as your show prep in the rest of the country. I know you do it because we go first. We're on the East Coast. We're the best show, best station, actually, from morning to evening. And I'm here to tell you, do not back this policy. Do not make excuses for Trump. I heard people doing that on Friday. No, we push back hard, he will flip-flop back in the other direction. We've seen him do it before. This cannot stand. This cannot stand. The damage from this is incalculable. And what's so sad is he knows what the damage is because he put it on Truth Social over the weekend. He said, listen, Democrats are bringing these illegals here. It's for voting purposes. They want to take over. And Trump even makes the connection to if they take over, all these 80-20 unpopular policies are going to be rammed down our neck, our throats. Yes. And you will be helping that by leaving every one of these illegals. He gets it. Why would you do that? And poor Kristi Noem on Friday, Lee, I don't know if you heard this, she gets caught flat-footed because she's changed policy in the middle of an interview on Friday. She gets hit with this. He's just randomly dropped a whole new immigration policy. She gets flat-footed, caught flat-footed, and she's left saying, what? Still self-deport yourself.
We've been, you know, hearing that anyone who's here illegally will be removed because they've broken the law by crossing over. And obviously the president is citing at least one situation where he wants to see a different approach.
I still continue to encourage people to self-deport. Go out there and
self-deport.
You should
see her face. She's like, what? I was so upset by this. I had to walk away from the news this weekend for 24 hours. I just had to walk away. I was like, why would we quit when we're losing? This is the scary thing about this is if he normalizes this as the social expectation, this is way more powerful than the Democrats doing it. We'll never get these people out of the country again. And to say, oh, if you're in the right industry and you donate to Republicans, you can keep your illegals. No, no, you can't. And to even say, well, some of them have been here 20 years. They really like them. Too bad. You know what? And then to say, oh, hey, but, you know, we'll have to replace them with the criminals if I, you know, raid and deport them. No, we won't. We have this thing called a visa. We can background check you with a visa. We don't need to replace them with illegal immigrant criminals. We need to all stop breaking the law. Stop the tax evasion scheme, because that's what this is. When major corporations hire illegals, if we need more workers, if we legitimately don't have them, I'm a reasonable person. We will bring them in on a visa. We will vet the heck out of them. Folks, PhDs from poor countries will come here to pick our grapes. They will. Let's take them. That we'll have them, and then we'll send them home with a visa exit program, problem solved. You know what else we could do? 100% expensing for farm equipment, like we are doing for factories. Immediate 100% expensing. It's brilliant. It's in the big, beautiful bill. It's going to cause all kinds of factories to be built. We do that with farm equipment. We don't need if you donate to Republicans, then you can keep your illegals policy. That is a disaster. So we need to push back hard. And look, I know talk radio hosts are terrified. If you criticize Trump, you're going to lose ratings. I've been doing it for 2 years. I'm just fine. We're number one in this market right now. We just got our books. Push it. No, 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 no. We have come too far to lose now. Too far. We push back enough. He will back off. We have seen him do this. He will flip-flop right back to his previous position. If you stand up for him, we are going to end up where we ended up in 2019. And do you know, remember that was? Trump doing amnesty with the Democrats. He got this close. And the Freedom Caucus stopped him. And by the way, that included Ron DeSantis, Chip Roy, all of those people. Will we have the votes to stop him now? This is where we're going to end up if we don't chop block him right now. We got to take him to the woodshed. We're going to thrash him. We'll bring him back. He's going to be fine. Do not stand up for Trump today. Do not do it. This is the day. He's got to feel the heat.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Did you hear what Netanyahu said? I about fell off my chair. Benjamin Netanyahu, head of Israel. See if you catch it.
These people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice, kill 241 of your Marines in Beirut.
Yeah, Brett Baer, who was interviewing him on Fox News, he caught it too. Come again? Did you just say you have intelligence that Iran tried to assassinate Donald Trump twice? Because that would contradict what our FBI director and assistant director said. Come again?
You just said Iran tried to assassinate President Trump twice. Do you have intel that the assassination attempts on President Trump were directly from Iran?
Through proxies, yes. Through their intel, yes, they want to kill him. Look, he's enemy number one. He's a decisive leader. He never took the path that others took to try to bargain with them in a way that is weak, giving them basically a pathway to enrich uranium, which means a pathway to the bomb, padding it with billions and billions of dollars. He took up this fake agreement and basically tore it up. He killed Qasem Soleimani. He said, made it very clear, including now, you cannot have a nuclear weapon, which means you cannot enrich. He's been very forceful. So for them, he's enemy number one.
Yeah.
Look, they also tried to kill me, but I'm his junior partner.
When did
they
you
understand that President Trump is a great threat to Iran's plans to weaponize nuclear weapons and use them?
Hmm. Because that's weird. That's the opposite of what Kash Patel told Brett Baer. That's why Brett Baer did a double take.
You know, there's people that circulate all kinds of stuff, that it was an inside job or there was foreign influence or whatever. Can we say that it's not that?
And that's a great example of people looking for things where things don't exist. In that specific case, since that individual is dead, we are able to say a lot more, unlike the Merchant case in New York, which is ongoing.
He says there's no there. And Bongino does too. Now, you just heard him. He's asking about foreign influence.
You know what, Maria? Cash is not kidding. We've been personally briefed extensively on every single detail, nugget, tendril of this case. One is actively in court right now. So out of respect for the case, it's probably more appropriate that I stay quiet on that. However, I'm not going to tell people what they want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth. And whether you like it or not is up to you. If there was a big explosive there, right? Given my history as a Secret Service agent and my personal friendship as a director does with the president, give me one logical, sensible reason we would not have if you can think of one.
We haven't seen documents. Congress is still lacking the 30,000 documents that they ask for. We haven't seen them. All we've got is a, hey, take our word for it. There's no there there. No, there's no foreign influence. Really? That's weird.
These people who chant death to America, try to assassinate President Trump twice, kill 241 of you.
Maybe that's just rhetoric, right? Maybe Netanyahu's just saying that. Well, all right. Let's do a deal breaker. Does Trump believe his own FBI directors? Doesn't sound like it.
There's a lot of frustration that we still don't know about that shooter in Butler. And we don't know about his communications. Will we get transparency?
I thought it was strange. You know, the one guy had 18 cell phones. Okay. I have a lot of cell phones, but I have like two. You know, I call that a lot. And I think I probably make more calls than him. They live outside of Butler in a little place. Where did they get this lawyer that would represent IBM and would represent ExxonMobil?
You're the president. Can't you find out?
No, Secret Service. They tell me it's fine. But it's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you, okay? It's a little bit hard to believe as I get that.
He doesn't believe them. What is going on here, though? You just heard Jim Bongino say, listen, you know, why would I'm friends with Trump? Why would I cover for? I'll tell you why. They don't control that agency. They don't want to admit it. They can't get the documents. Or so far haven't managed to. And look, I predicted this, folks. I said it's going to be a hand-to-hand combat struggle just to get basic information. They do not control these agencies. They are still deep state, still very much controlled by whoever. They don't want to admit I can't even get people who work for me to bring me the documents because I don't control the agency. It'd be a sign of weakness. So they end up looking like buffoons. But you heard him. Trump doesn't believe him. And Netanyahu's running around going, nah, we got intel. It was Iran. Look, we have not one, not two, but three Iranian assassins in custody, one of whom the FBI caught fleeing the country the day before Butler of all days. There's 365 days in a year. What are the odds? I want you to hear something, okay? And normally I don't play garbled audio, but you got to hear this. Brett Baer is interviewing this Dan Hoffman. Todd Pyro is interviewing Dan Hoffman. Wrong name. Fox News this morning. Dan Hoffman is the CIA station chief and the leader of large-scale human for the entire Middle East. This is the top spy. Still got a security clearance, okay? Every time he comes on Fox News, I listen to every word he says. He lies most of the time, but not always. So you never know with Hoffman. He's kind of a skeezy snake. But he was also the top guy in the Middle East, okay? He's a propagandist. You can tell when he's on Fox News. He's there to spin the CIA's point of view and get it across, what they want you to hear, not what's true. But he's still Dan Hoffman. And he still has that level of security clearance. Basically highest spy in the Middle East during his time there, still has the security clearances that he's always had. Now you listen to him, answer this question. It garbles, but you could still make out what he's saying. By the way, the garble is not on my end. That's the Fox News stream audio garble. I checked. Listen, when asked who tried to kill Donald Trump.
Here, were you surprised when Netanyahu said Iran tried to assassinate Trump twice, especially that inference, that implication without saying it in so many words, that Butler and the golf course attempts were connected to Iran?
Yeah, it was for sure Iran military, Revolutionary Guard Corps. There's shades here of post-World War II when the United States allowed the Emperor of Japan to remain in power as a means of
He pivots. He doesn't want to talk about this. He changes subjects, but you can make out what he said. For sure, it was the Iran military, the Iranian National, I'm sorry, not National, Revolutionary Guard. National Guard's in my head from this weekend. For sure, it was the military, the Iran Revolutionary Guard. But, you know, Cold War, yes, on another subject. He didn't want to talk about it. But it doesn't matter. He didn't deny it. He didn't deny it.
Here, were you surprised when Netanyahu said Iran tried to assassinate Trump twice, especially that inference, that implication without saying it in so many words, that Butler and the golf course attempts were connected to Iran?
Yeah, it was for sure Iran military, Revolutionary Revolutionary Guard Corps. There's shades here of post-World War II when the United States allowed the Emperor of Japan.
That's the Fox News original audio. You can make it out. Now, remember what Bongino and Kash Patel have told us. On the one hand, there's nothing there. We haven't seen anything. There's conspiracies. No foreign influence. Do you have all of the Russia collusion documents? No. We had to have whistleblowers to get those documents inside the agency come and tell us where they were hidden in a room. That's the reality. If they want to know something, they tell their employees to go get it, Epstein docs, and then it just doesn't appear. They don't run the place. And then they have to rely on whistleblowers to tell them. So what is going on? Let me translate. They don't know who tried to kill Trump. They can't see the real intel. They haven't figured out how to do it. They haven't taken control of these agencies, which that's not a knock on them. I predicted that. And I didn't know if we could ever take control of those agencies from the deep state. We haven't done it yet. And there's Netanyahu. Oh, yeah, they try to kill Trump. We've got the intel. Yeah, it's totally obvious. Okay.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our intel shows that they intend to give these nuclear weapons to their Houthi proxies and others. And that's nuclear terrorism on a global scale. It threatens everyone. And the last thing is they have plans to develop intercontinental ballistic missiles. Right now, 8,000 kilometers, very soon, just at a little distance, and they can reach the eastern seaboard of the United States.
Yeah. It's a problem. I, by the way, updated this. 319 strikes by the Houthis, over 60 on our naval warships. They sunk two commercial vessels, the Houthis did, with the drones Iran gave them, the missiles Iran gave them, the most modern equipment, and murdered four crew members. What were the Houthis doing in the Red Sea? Where, by the way, 20% of trade, the world's trade, flows. And a lot of those, when they hit British ships, understand, the stuff, those ships, they leave our ports with our stuff on it, goes to Europe. They load up with stuff from European countries, British goods, and then they come back through. So it may be British goods on our ship. It goes, that's how it works. It's why we're patrolling there. The Houthis begun to do something we haven't seen in our lifetimes, piracy. You know why we have a Navy? Why we have Marines? Because we used to have Islamic piracy. There's only one category for it, one criteria. You're not Muslim, we are, we kill you. We just don't like you because you're not Muslim, i.e. jihad. And that's what the Houthis were doing with the equipment Iran gave them. And we know Iran gave them the equipment. Two Navy SEALs died interdicting it. Joe Biden, of course, didn't put any sanctions on. So picture the Houthis. They don't have nuclear weapons per se, but once you've got nuclear fissile material, you've got dirty bombs, you've got tipped missiles, you've got every other horrific thing on earth. And Democrats were fine with it. And that's the thing people need to understand about what just happened here with Iran. We're in this really weird space, Americans are, that we've never been in before. When Democrats are in office, America has different enemies and different allies than when Republicans are in office. It's schizophrenic. And under the Democrats, Iran was an ally. Iran was even funding our street protests, marching in the streets with the Democrat grassroots. That's how tight of an ally they were. When we are bombing Iran, defanging Iran, taking away Iran's ability to hurt people for no reason other than that they're not Muslims, we are defanging the Democrat Party. You cannot tell where one ends and the other begins, Iran and the Democrat Party. Understand that is the biggest and most dangerous part of that. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's go back and really look at this thing. How do we get here? Well, Iran's been trying to get nuclear bombs for a long time. Okay, but when did they really make progress? When Obama started sending them pallets of cash in unmarked bills and lying about it. The first time he got caught, nobody was supposed to know, sending Iran cash, it was $700 million, he said. Well, then we found out he was lying. Now it's actually $1.3 billion. It was actually $1.7 billion. Pallets of cash. Ding, we don't even do that for our like above board allies like UK. Democrats in Iran are one and the same. They had merged and they had begun a campaign of terror. And that is why, even when the Houthis struck our naval vessels, putting our naval officers in danger, Biden never sanctioned them. That is why the Houthis were delisted as a terror org week one of the Biden administration. And no matter how many times they hit our vessels, that never changed. That is why Trump had the strictest ever, toughest ever sanctions on Iran, so bad that the Iranian people were in the streets, literally physically hungry for food and on the verge of overthrowing that regime, and the Democrats saved them and propped them up. Only to have some of the $300 billion we gave them, allowed them to have, funneled back into the U.S. for violent street marches, Democrat grassroots. This, folks, is the quintessential piece of evidence. John Kirby, keep in mind, Iran is the world's foremost state sponsor of terror, okay? If I as a citizen, it has the same designation as Al-Qaeda, right? So if I as a citizen am aiding and abetting the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, that is a terror org. I can go to prison. Yet this is how casual they had gotten. Here's John Kirby, spokesperson for Joe Biden.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some
so they
had
merged, Democrat Party. Okay, what do we know? October 7th was the first attack of this new entity, this new Democrat-funded merged entity of Iran, right? Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, National Review, and New York Times all agreed Iran had armed, trained, and provided logistical support for the October 7th slaughter. Now, you picture those hang gliders. Democrat-funded, Democrat-backed. So is the nuclear program. Except now they've got dirty bombs with nuclear fallout capability. That's what the Democrats were building. What they were building. And you can't say they weren't building it. Because after October 7th, when we saw firsthand families tied down and burnt alive, women raped in the streets. I'm not going to go into it. It's too depressing and horrific. Their bodies dragged through the streets and spat upon. Did Joe Biden put the sanctions back on that Trump had handed him? No, he did not. Because they had merged. They were allies. This Iran must be defeated so Democrats cannot project their violence on the world and on our soil using Iran as a proxy. And that's the biggest secret of all. It was Democrat Party. Iran was their proxy. And then Iran had proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. We are ripping them all out by the roots because this partnership cannot continue. And believe me, inside the DNC, there is a lot of tooth gnashing. They had spent 20 years, starting with the pallets of cash, building up Iran as the world's foremost state sponsor of terror. And without the Democrats, they fold like a cheap lawn chair. And you know what? We need to blow that lawn chair to smithereens so it is completely decimated. I don't mean the civilians. They're just, you know, slaves. But what I mean is the military, the leadership, all of it. Oh, yeah. No, 500,000 Chinese students. It'll be fine. No, I've always wanted him here, says Trump. Folks, this is actually a huge story. And I don't want you to miss what it's all about. Why would Trump rage on True Social a couple of weeks ago? He was yanking all of their visas, which is the correct thing to do. I mean, we've caught two bringing in bioweapons? And the most obnoxious, literally in the middle of the negotiation with China, they send another student with a bioweapon that could devastate. Folks, I swear the Chinese are trying to recreate the Book of Revelation in their labs. Go read it. Pestilence, sickness. I mean, it's like China's like, yeah, we use that as a guidebook. We'll send our students. And people are just baffled. But I had so many people text me like, what? Why is Trump doing that? I'll tell you why. China's got us over a barrel for these rare earth minerals. Did you see the details that they cut with China? In exchange for Trump leaving all 500,000 of the potential spies, letting them come into the country, we can't catch every bioweapon. In the face of our international humiliation of having to cut this deal right after what is really another bioweapons attack, we catch her right in the middle of negotiations, bringing in the ringworm that could devastate our livestock. Trump has to capitulate to China. Why? This line tells you everything that you need. Xi Jinping offered us 6 months of renewed contracts for the rare earth minerals for the top three auto manufacturers in our country. Trump had to make a terrible decision, national security or the auto manufacturers. You choose. He chose the auto manufacturers. Look, you can make a really good argument for either way. But why are we here? New York posted a killer article on this over the weekend explaining why, because these auto manufacturers, I mean, we were looking at supply chains, and production lines idled by July. Why? Because China said, okay, fine, you want a trade war? We'll cut off the rare earths. Yeah, that didn't last long. So they just won a major capitulation. We gave up 6 months of minerals. But we got to take all of their students, 500,000 of them. We know they're all bringing bioweapons in. Not all of them, but we know among them there's somebody doing it. Guaranteed. I think China sent the latest bioweapons during negotiations to make a point. How did we get here, folks? Going to take this up in the next hour. Through 1980, we were the world's largest, extractor, exporter of rare earth minerals. You know where I'm going with this. Yeah. But there's good news here too, but we are way behind the eight ball and we're really literally looking at what could give China the win in trade negotiations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.